Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Welcome to Share Talk. Today we've got Gervais Heddle, who's the CEO of Greatland Gold PLC, ticker GGP on AIM. Good morning, Gervais.
Good morning, John.
So you've had some news out this morning about Ernest Giles. Do you want to just give our listeners an overview of Ernest Giles and what the RNS entails?
Sure. So Ernest Giles is one of our key projects. We've got 1,800 square kilometres out there, which it's a large project area. Last year, we did a wide-space drilling campaign on the western side of that project, and we discovered sort of two large zones of gold mineralisation, one of them up 6 kilometres in length. We were very pleased with those results. Subsequently, we entered into an agreement with Newmont where they have access to the whole project for a period of 6 months plus a first right of refusal over the project. The eastern portion of the project is basically a few license areas that we only picked up this year. And it's basically virgin territory there. You know, we know basically very little about it other than sort of the aeromagnetics that we have. You know, we believe it is a continuation of the Ernest Giles greenstone belt. But basically the purpose of this campaign is to get out there and learn more about it, in particular doing some MMI sampling, which should, if there's, you know, gold buried at depth there, we should get a couple of decent MMI readings. And then also we're going to be doing some gravity work so we can get a better idea of how the prospective rocks lie down there beneath the surface.
So, I mean, it's quite a sizable area that you're looking at in terms of these surveys, but in terms of the grand scheme of things with Ernest Giles, are there going to be more of these types of surveys going on in the future, or are you just kind of doing this initial work now so you can then do your follow-up drilling and take it from there?
Yeah, look, the work on the eastern zone is very much initial work. You know, we're doing very wide-spaced MMI and gravity. I think there's 3.2 kilometres between each MMI line, so we could easily miss something, but it's more about just getting a general sense of the terrain at this point for further follow-up, you know, sampling work, and then also, you know, potentially drilling at some point as well. I mean, that's obviously, you know, the end goal is to drill and to determine, you know, the mineralization at depth. But, you know, in terms of this eastern part of the project, this is virgin territory. You know, there's little, if any, modern exploration work that's been done out there. I mean, we've really been, you know, driving the whole agenda in this area. I mean, this is an unappreciated greenstone when we started. We had to demonstrate that there was a greenstone, that it did contain gold mineralization. We've done that now on the western portion of it, and we want to do that again on the eastern portion of it, and then hopefully at some point on the northern portions, where really we've still done very little work in the scheme of things.
Yeah, so we had a message this morning from a shareholder on London South East, and they were asking if this exploration work is actually being done in conjunction with Newmont, or if it's being done completely separately just by the GGP team.
Yeah, so Newmont, as I said earlier, Newmont has a six-month right to access the property. I can't talk about what Newmont's doing because we're under confidentiality there. Okay. If we receive results from them, the material, we can do that, but we can't talk about what they're actually doing. But obviously, you know, in a six-month window, they could go out on, you know, to the project several times and do, you know, at least a few different rounds of work. But, you know, I can't speculate any further on that. In terms of this program that we announced today, you know, this is Greatland going out there. We believe we have a duty to our shareholders to, you know, try and understand, well, what are these new eastern licenses about? And look, hopefully we're going to demonstrate that they are prospective for gold, in which case I think that raises the value of the entire project, and we hope it will attract more interest to the project.
Okay, so talk to me about Diggers and Dealers. You've been at this event recently, I believe not for the first time, maybe?
Yes.
So what's the event about? Where's it held? What were you doing there?
So Diggers and Dealers is arguably the biggest mining conference held in Australia each year. It's held out in Kalgoorlie. Kalgoorlie is famous as a gold town. It's quite remote in outback Western Australia. Kalgoorlie, the town itself, sits right next to the Super Pit, which is a joint venture between Newmont and Barrick. And it's been one of the largest gold producing mines in the world, I believe. It's an incredible pit to actually go and see it. It's these huge trucks that dig the ore out, they look tiny at the bottom of this pit. Anyway, it's an amazing spot, but the conference itself is a very useful conference. Certainly you get people coming in from all the different mining companies that you wouldn't normally get a chance to meet, so it's very valuable for a junior explorer such as ourselves. But I think what really struck me this year was the strategic value of our projects, such as Ernest Giles and Havieron. We had one major comment to us that historically this major mining company has relied on juniors coming to them with projects and exploration projects, but given the terrible bear market that we saw, they sort of can't rely on that anymore. And sort of the message generally from people is that, look, good exploration projects such as the Ernest Giles project and Havieron and others, they're scarce. They're scarce commodities, and I think the demand is increasing for those projects and much more than the supply. And I feel very confident about the strategic value of Ernest Giles and the importance of that project for large gold companies that are seeking to expand their resource base over the next 10 years.
So obviously you can't say too much, but bearing those comments in mind, have you then got quite a bit of follow-up to do after that event with maybe any new contacts?
Look, obviously we, all our discussions with all parties are confidential, but yes, look, we're very busy. We've had, we've got a lot of interest in all of our projects, so it's certainly a very busy time for us.
I believe you're going to be on UK shores pretty soon as well.
That's right. Yeah. So we're planning to be in London the week of the 4th of September. We'll be presenting at one of the proactive investor evenings on the Thursday the 7th. Certainly encourage people to get their tickets now for that event. Should be a good event. I think there's a couple of other oil companies presenting, so it'd be a bit of a different mix and a bit of a different flavour to the Mining Maven evening events that we've done previously. Still hoping to do a Mining Maven event in December, or sort of November, December, around the times of Mines and Money. But we'll be doing this proactive event on Thursday, the 7th of September, and I'd encourage everybody to come along.
Okay, Gervais, is there anything else that you'd like to add today?
No, look, I think it's just it's an exciting time for the company, and we're just going to continue to plough ahead here and build on our success.
Okay, so that was Gervais Hedl, who's the CEO of Greatland Gold PLC, and that's the ticker GGP on AIM. Thank you, Gervais.
Thank you, John.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.